Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, today, if we don't get our special guest, Joel Skousen, it's going to be the views of our callers. But so our number is 800-259-5791. If you'd like to give us a call, that's 1-800-259-5791. Now, there are a lot of good people, a lot of people that I like and I respect, who believe that what we saw on 9-1-1 was really what we saw on 9-1-1. In other words, an attack on America by 19 Islamic hijackers who managed, of course, to hijack four airplanes and crash them into the Twin Towers, crash them into the Pentagon, and, of course, the last plane fell out of the sky and crashed into the ground in Pennsylvania. And, of course, if you read the articles in Time magazine, you know that one of the planes hit building number 7, at least that's what they infer, but the truth of the matter, it doesn't, because they don't know, they don't want to talk about why building 7 came down, because it was obviously a controlled demolition. Well, fortunately for you and for me, our good special guest Joel Skousen is here. Hi, Joel, how are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan.
Great. Good to have you with us again. And, of course, those of you who know Joel know he's from World Affairs Brief. So you pick up the story there.
Well, I just came in on what story were you talking about?
Well, you pick up the story from World Affairs Brief. I was simply pointing out that so many good people, many good Americans, honestly believe that, that the 19 hijackers hijacked four planes on September 11th and crashed them into buildings. And they don't want to really recognize the fact that it is possible that this story we've been told, like so many other stories, isn't true. The story we were told to get us into Vietnam, where we lost 58,000 people, and then we find out the Gulf of Tonkin wasn't real, or the reasons, of course, for our going into the First World War and the Second World War and the Korean War and the First Gulf War. They were all contrived, and it's so hard to get people to believe that they would lie to us, and yet look at the whole issue on going into Iraq. It was all built upon a lie. It was all planned long before this September 11th attack. They were just looking for an excuse, but it's so hard for people to accept that.
Well, I think it's somewhat understandable, Dr. Stan, in the sense that we have a history in this country of trust in government. And indeed, a portion of that trust is still there. I mean, in many countries like Mexico, you go there and the police at the very local level are corrupt. The bureaucrats are corrupt. You get bribes to get anything done in Mexico and in many other countries. And Americans still see that you can't really bribe normal policemen and bureaucracy. We have a very honest civil service general in the United States. So it's really at the top levels that we've got a problem here in this country. We have a real problem with not only corruption at top levels, no big contracts given to corporations that have close ties to the administration, but we have, for this next week's World Affairs Brief, I'm just doing an article on corruption in government, and it all ends up being at the high cabinet level. For example, the Department of Commerce, you have 1,100 laptop computers missing, and they never even bothered to inform the public or Congress or anyone else who's responsible to give money to the Commerce Department. 1,100 laptop computers missing, and these have personal data on them as well that could be a risk. We had the FAA, we had the Veterans Affairs scandal on the laptop computer. There's much more.
All right, fine. We're going to be back. But, I've always been a little suspicious of that Veterans Affairs laptop computer because they sent out letters to all us veterans telling us our personal, affairs may have been found out, and they sent a letter saying everything was all right, but we ought to be very careful. I wonder if they're setting us up to be willing to take a chip to protect our identity. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Scalise. We were just talking about this laptop computer that disappeared in the Department of Veterans Affairs, and supposedly the guy just happened to take it home. He wasn't supposed to, but he did, and then somebody just happened to steal it and got all the information on 27 million veterans, and then they sent all of us 27 million veterans a letter telling us that our information had been stolen, our personal information from the government. And then, of course, when they got the computer back, and we don't know how they got it back, but then they sent us another letter saying, well, certainly that the information had been retrieved, and probably, you know, our information wasn't going to be out there. But, you know, sort of creating that sense of fear in our hearts is, as you watch these programs on television about identity theft. The man who talks like a woman, the woman who talks like a man, we're conditioning the American people to be concerned about it, the identity theft, and they have a solution, though. Maybe some sort of a chip. What do you think about that, Joe?
Well, I think that's a ways off. I certainly agree that they are using the fear factor and will continue to use it to push for that when it becomes inevitable. For example, in the airlines industry, they're giving a carrot and stick approach of if you want to avoid the long lines and special check-in, you can get, you know, submit all your data and get pre-cleared as a non-terrorist for airline flights. But it's a gross violation of privacy, and it's really, in other words, a basic right to travel is being denied unless you exchange your right to privacy to, in other words, you go through untoward hassle unless you give up all of your details and get pre-approved. So, you know, there's an awful lot of indications that the government is doing a lot of things essentially to mask certain evil agendas. For example, I'm really convinced that after this London liquid explosive scare, which, as I pointed out in the briefs, according to various explosive experts, is almost impossible to do with carrying on separate liquids on board, mixing them in a bathroom, and trying to get a meaningful explosive explosion out of this. It appears that much of what is happening to the United States violates the general principle that they have, that they don't want to inconvenience the majority of people at any one time lest you get a backlash. But at the same time, it appears that they are pushing the limits on irritating people, almost as if they're getting as used to being controlled by heavy-handed government. In other words, that's what happened in Germany, in the Nazis. It just became, well, you got to get used to all of these document checks and rough treatment by soldiers on the trains and in the airports, and used to just saying, you know, putting the fear factor in people so that you don't dare stand up and declare your rights to these people lest they arbitrarily throw you in jail. And we have the same fear factor at the airports now. You can't complain to these people or they just throw the book at you. You can't point out the fact that this is just idiocy, you know, not to let a person take a bottle of water, even when they offer to drink some of it. And even now that they have claimed that they're going to start undoing these regulations, what they've turned it into is they're going to allow us a little travel-size toothpaste, a little travel-size gel or mouthwash or any other type of thing. So everybody has to go out and buy some small quantity, and if it's too large, they're going to say, no, this doesn't qualify. Well, this is just more irritation and more of this, I think, problem of getting people used to, you know, draconian government control.
But Joel, so, you know, the president's popularity went up about 10 points out, and, you know, right after that, that so-called terrorist threat over, you know, where they were going to smuggle the explosives onto the plane, and you know, and then, of course, he started giving some speeches, and his popularity really zoomed after that. As long as the people
well, I wouldn't convinced. Call that zooming, Dr. Stan. It went up, you know, 7 points.
Well, that's when you're down around 30, well, that's pretty good.
But listen, you and I both know that the American electorate is not an intelligent electorate or people. You know, they can be swayed by one whim or another or just get tired of the negativity and start to get a little more positive thing. There's no indication that any of those polls indicate that there was any increase in popularity due to the London bombing. And certainly if you polled people directly about these airline restrictions, you get a massive wave of hatred towards government and irritation towards government. So, you know, presidential polling really doesn't mean much. It's still below 40% or just around hovering around 40%, which is abysmally low for any sitting president. In any case, let's see, I think we started talking off about the general run of terrorism. I think it's important for people to realize, and I know it takes a long time to get to this stage, and it takes many examples of showing how government uses war to promote certain changes in public opinion. And the specific changes they're dealing with are to, well, in World War One, you tried to get the League of Nations. In World War II, there was a variety of purposes. One, you used the war to give a major boost to socialism through the Roosevelt-FDR programs, and it worked like a charm, and a lot of those things have never been taken away. You had a lot of propaganda about the war brought us out of the Depression, and it isn't true at all. It's like the broken window fallacy. You can't go breaking windows and expect to increase national wealth. It does take away from some, even though glass repairs are getting a boom by breaking windows. But these types of fallacies are very, very prevalent even in our textbooks today. One of the things that, of course, we know is that not only did Roosevelt and his administration know about the bombing of Pearl Harbor, that there was a six-point plan put in place the year prior to provoke Japan into war, cutting off its oil supply and doing diplomatic things that would provoke Japan, and it worked like a charm. And, you know, it's much more sophisticated even now, but people need to get this principle under the belt. The government at the very top has been controlled by certain insiders that have a globalist objective. It's not enough to paint the picture that these are just greedy capitalists. Everybody on the left, who happen to be our allies in this cause against the Bush administration, I mean, our allies, meaning speaking from the constitutional conservative point of view, we really are a very small minority as compared to knee-jerk conservatives who follow the president just because they think that it's unpatriotic to not be a Republican or not to follow the rhetoric that the Republican Party gives off, which is relatively correct, except when the president starts to convince his people that, you know, various socialist programs that he puts through Congress are part of the conservative agenda. But our allies on the left, unfortunately, think that this is merely a reflection of greedy capitalism, when in fact the real problem is we have a globalist set of insiders who want to provoke a third world war yet, and much of what we're seeing here is not only controlling oil for the purpose of getting rich, but it's also to provide oil supplies in a third world war, which they're provoking, to control Middle Eastern oil, as well as to provoke those antagonists who will cause the war. The real axis of evil, in my analysis, is Russia and China, who are building and using massive budgetary outlays to increase their weapons of mass destruction. And the U.S. continues to claim that these countries are allies in the war on terror.
Well, isn't Russia actually working very closely with both Syria and Iran?
Yes, of course. And even during Iraq, we know that Russia had satellite jamming technology in this latest war in Iraq, and we had to go in there and bomb those satellite jammers that the Russians had installed there, and we're operating with Russian personnel. And yet we still proclaimed that Russia was on our side during the war. We did not expose, or the Bush administration did not expose, Russia's active role. They tested certain anti-armor projectiles that put a hot leaded pencil-sized penetration into several of our top-of-the-line tanks and killed those tanks. So, you know, Russia was in there testing war equipment during that war as well. The Chinese, we just found out this week, have been for some time using a ground-based laser to blind our spy satellites as they travel over China. And just now, this has been allowed to be leaked out, but the U.S. kept that covered for many, many months. And you have to ask yourself, why do they keep covering for Russia and China, who are going to be the prime antagonists in the next war against us?
Well, I share your concern that we're not being told the truth, that we're doing everything we can to build the Russian economy and the Chinese economy, and you have to ask yourself why.
Well, of course, you know, my philosophy is that you know, it is fairly complex, but in essence, we cover for Russia just as we have covered and assisted, actually, communist revolutions around the world ever since the takeover of China, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Iraq, Nicaragua, Iran, all of those. We had some leftist and Marxist-based revolutions that we facilitated and promoted, even in Cuba. You know, a lot of Americans don't know that the CIA funded and gave arms to Castro and withdrew arms and military support from Batista. They helped overthrow Batista through Castro. And, you know, they play both sides of the fence because I think they're trying to break down pro-Western governments. Sure, they're flawed in many regards, but still, they're much better when it comes to you know, the communist revolutionaries that go in there. Their strategy, of course, is to then overthrow some 15 or 20 years down the line the communists and put in a globalist socialist, which has appeared to be the savior of the people. They've broken down the free market, given them communism, and they come in with a globalist solution. And now there's backlash against that. All of Latin America, or at least three-fourths of Latin America, has turned back toward the left in a major way. And it will be very hard for the U.S. to recover for the growing hatred that has been caused by the constant intervention in the world by the Bush administration.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen as we begin looking and seeing what's going on in the world today, and nothing as it appears to be. I think that would be the message I would like to get out, is that if you believe the media, you're not going to know the truth. If you'd like to see my interview with the ambassador to Cuba, Earl Smith, where he tells about how we knew Fidel Castro was a communist and brought him to power, we'll tell you later how to get it.
people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Dentist Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen, talking about how we're really doing everything to cover for the fact that both Russia and China are working with the terrorists and in many instances actually financing them as they helped Iraq during the Iraqi war. And the American people are never allowed to know that our good friends, the Soviets, were helping Iraq when we, of course, went to war with them in 2003. So pick up the story there. Joel?
American people also don't realize that Russia was doing military airlift into the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, almost on daily flights during the first Iraq war under George Bush Sr. And yet he still continued to say that Iraq was, or Russia was, part of our partners. So this concerted effort to conceal Russia's true and continued antagonism is part of the effort to, I think, foment and continue this major deception, perhaps the largest deception the world has ever known, and that is the collapse of communism and the collapse of the Soviet Union, a very carefully crafted deception, and one which could not have been pulled off without the collusion of the American media. It was very obvious to any analyst who wanted to be open about it and buck the trend that this was as phony as a $3 bill. Here, how the KGB couldn't supposedly capture Gorbachev in his unarmed villa when they can overthrow governments almost at will around the world. But in any case, there were many other anomalies there which indicate that the Russian communist hierarchy simply went underground, bequeathing to themselves the wealth of the Soviet Union, becoming capitalist oligarchs, and running Russia from afar in their villas from London and Spain and other places in Europe. But they still do control him. We do have evidence that they control Putin and Yeltsin before him, and that the democracy movement in Russia is really a sham that's... In large part, I would suppose, you know, the number of real, true freedom parties and the fringes are very, very small and realistic. But generally speaking, there is no true democracy in Russia. But Russia is increasing. Its economy now is taking off, and it's starting to play the role that China did of using trade with the West in order to continue to build their military power, which they're doing in large underground complexes in the middle of the Ural Mountains. The U.S. knows about these and is also covering for those, not telling the American people about these huge missile factories underground, and not demanding that they get access to it, continuing to give Russia aid and trade, continuing to sign treaties with Russia, supposedly disarmament treaties, which Russia has knowingly and openly disavowed anywhere from 6 months to 2 years after they're signed, including the recent ones with George Bush. And yet we continue to dismantle weapons like the MX missile, which is now totally dismantled and stored away in Hill Air Force Base in Utah. So we've lost a great deal of our nuclear retaliatory principle. PDD 60 is still in vogue, which is that presidential decision order, which instructs our missile forces to absorb a nuclear first strike and then to retaliate afterwards, as if there was anything left to retaliate with. So I'm very concerned, Dr. Stan, that we've got a serious problem coming up. I'm projecting time-wise that this threat from a Third World War will come about the middle of next decade, when I think China will finally be ready to take on the West. And I think that it... won't come much sooner, just because of the level of preparation that China still has to get in order to get there. It could, though, and I certainly wouldn't delay one's preparations. I have, I might announce to your audience, put out the second edition of the Strategic Relocation book that I publish, and it's available from Swift Publishing at 800-292-2831. That's the new second edition, updated to 2006, of my book, Strategic Relocation, which helps people understand, you know, where are the safe places to live, how to develop contingency plans that a person can't move. Most people are, tucked into the major metropolitan areas, which are not safe in a crisis, in many regards because of the fact that urban areas are not self-sufficient. And when you have millions of people attempting to get food and water and essential services when everything shuts down in a major crisis, it's a very, very difficult situation. It becomes like a Katrina scenario, and one has to prepare in advance for whatever it might be to get out of urban areas when that time comes.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Of course, I think the one message we can, or one lesson we can learn from Katrina, is that FEMA is certainly not our friend. FEMA did everything they could to block so many of the efforts, rescue efforts, that boats wanted to come in. You know, the food and supplies, you have to ask yourself why.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your weekly publication?
Yes. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. You can check it out on the web at www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. On that website, we have staff posts the daily news items that I'll be analyzing each week. So it's a good place to go and check out the news stories as they've been culled through by my staff to try to pick the best stories, even though these are establishment and sometimes internet sources that you won't see on regular news items. They don't necessarily have all of the truth in them. That's the purpose of my brief every Friday. I take these news stories and add to them my analysis of what I think is really going on in the news. There is a modest subscription fee for the World Affairs Brief, and you can get a sample of that by emailing me at joels@joelskousen.com, or you can email at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Either one will get to me if you want a sample of the World Affairs Brief and read what I've been writing.
All right, very good. Well, let's go on with the various issues you'd like to bring up this week with us.
Well, the big news story, of course, is the compromise legislation that the President and Senator McCain are working out relative to the detainee bill. And I covered that in last week's brief, even though the news was just started to leak out about what kinds of details. And I missed one thing, which is the top story of this next week's brief, and that is that there's a major amnesty portion tucked into this detainee bill. And it proves that Senator McCain really is a sellout artist, that he really isn't protecting the rights of those that are tortured. You know, he's billed as the one who has the great moral authority on torture because he was a POW in Vietnam and suffered torture. But a lot of Americans don't realize that he also collaborated with the North Vietnamese, and there are many of the POWs that served with him that really are on non-speaking terms with him because of that collaboration. But in any case, he's still collaborating against our liberties. What happens is it's kind of a good cop, bad cop routine, Dr. Stan. You have the president playing the bad cop, trying to get the power to continue his secret prisons and tortures, and he wants all of that ratified by Congress. And then you have somebody like Senator McCain come in who works for the same people and is not trustworthy, who makes a secret deal with the White House, and he plays the role as the opposition. And so he presents a bill, as he did in his anti-torture legislation, that absolutely bans torture. And then the president says, well, I'm not going to sign this, and I'm going to veto this. And so then they come up with a compromise. And in that compromise, it comes out, if you look at the fine print, that McCain gives away the whole thing. In other words, he allows the president to do certain things in secret that, in essence, completely undermines the whole purpose of the bill. So Bush and McCain both raise their arms together as if they have fought against torture and signed this bill, when, in fact, it's been a complete capitulation to the administration's position.
And that's it's the oldest trick in the world. You actually have these two guys pretending to be fighting, like Laurel and Hardy or Amos and Andy, or, you know, Martin and Lewis. It's all a game. And the American people honestly believe there's opposition, or it's a controlled opposition.
And the same thing happens in another part of the Senate. In bills that come up before the Judicial Committee, Senator Arlen Specter is a longtime dark side operator. He was chief of staff in the Warren Commission, was a party to that great travesty of justice, that whitewash of the JFK assassination. He's been in the pocket of these people for many years, and he plays the same role. On the wiretapping bill, he claims to be going to hold this administration accountable. I'm going to hold hearings on this illegal wiretapping and the demise of the Fourth Amendment. And then he presents his own bill as the compromise, and it has this big loophole in it. The loophole is that essentially that we take it before the FISA and we let this court rubber stamp it and say that it's okay. And that's exactly what Bush wants. But Specter comes out as the supposed opposition. And the Democrats sit around on their hands and say, well, you know, the Republicans are fighting it out. And we're not in the majority, so there's nothing we can do. Well, they certainly could raise a stink and vote against this detainee bill, and they're not doing so.
Sure.
But this gives immunity to not only the president, but all the so-called CIA professionals, whether it's Abu Ghraib or everything else they've done, and it's retroactive to 1997.
How can you pass a retroactive bill?
Yeah, and expect it. And what it basically says is that anyone who has been subject, including Mr. Arar, who was sent on rendition to Syria to be tortured, won't have any case under U.S. law to prosecute any of his people for violation of the civil rights. So this legislation now before Congress would prohibit detainees from citing the Geneva Convention as a legal basis for challenging their imprisonment.
And
this
course,
is a treaty.
But of course, what's that going to do to our soldiers when they're taken capture? You know, certainly there'll be no impediment to their being tortured as well.
That's right. I mean, if you get in the hands of terrorists, and then it will become, you know, an issue of the terrorists are doing this to us. But the mere fact is that the U.S. wants immunity for soldiers, for CIA professionals, for, and especially administration officials who could be used or could be charged with terrorism crimes, as, you know, many of the anti-communist military leaders in South America are being charged with crimes against humanity for killing communists when the and, you know, this is not a really a similar situation in Argentina, Uruguay, and in Chile, where the generals took the law into their own hands to secretly get rid of the communist guerrillas called the Tupamaros in Paraguay and Argentina. The reason they had to go that way is because the courts were packed with communist judges who wouldn't prosecute anyone. And so there was no legal way to, in essence, get these communists out, and so they basically went after them in an underground. And, yes, there might have been a few innocents here and there, but what the press never tells the people as they talk about these horrible war crimes is that these were people who were actually bombing and kidnapping and their fellow support units, and they were taken down by the military. And to me, that's justified. In this case, we're talking about things that are not justified. We're talking about the bombing of civilians in Bosnia and Kosovo, in Iraq, in Lebanon through the Israeli government. It is a totally unnecessary bombing of civilians. These are war crimes, as was our World War II participation in the carpet bombing of Dresden and many, many other cities in Germany. Absolutely unnecessary for the prosecution of the war, especially when we know that German high command was trying to surrender to the U.S. and they wouldn't allow it.
Sure. Same thing with Japan, as far as dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They wouldn't let the Japanese surrender.
It was absolute propaganda that this would save billions of lives on invasion. In fact, we know now that the Japanese had already offered the same terms that they actually signed under, the same terms before Hiroshima, that the U.S. accepted after Hiroshima. And so this was not necessary to invade Japan. They were already ready to capitulate. But the American people aren't told these types of things. And even if they were, they have been propagandized into believing that our government is in good and filled with Christian individuals, and certainly they give the rhetoric to make it appear as if that is true. We just have a naive populace that cannot tolerate the truth. And the truth is that we have people with a very evil agenda running our government, and they have people fronting for them that have the appearance of goodness and that can say the proper things. Although I think in George Bush, what you've got is a president that they've chosen specifically because he's going to appear to be such a country bumpkin to the international world that it will facilitate the depreciation of America's reputation around the world. It will facilitate the hatred of America. And I think they're setting up George Bush to be the fall guy, to take the blame for all that will happen in the future when all of this comes crumbling down. And George Bush himself doesn't realize that he's being set up to take the fall.
But, of course, the implications as far as America is concerned and the growing hatred of America, you know, by people throughout the world, and we are so vulnerable, especially economically. I mean, it could well be, you know, all they need is one serious misstep and the entire financial fabric of our country could come tumbling down if the countries of the world turn against us.
Well, that's really very difficult to happen, Dr. Stan, except in war, because without a war scenario, these countries are so intertwined with the American economy that none of them, including China, can afford not to keep America afloat, because we buy a good portion of the products produced in all of these other countries. We're the major export partner for Europe and for Britain and for Asia and for China. We are the consumers of the world, and they would be slitting their own throat. And the U.S. government knows that. And that's why they're able to create money to depreciate our currency with relative abandon, because they know that the other governments have to support it. Mind you, that other governments are also anxious to inflate as well. And when U.S. is undergoing heavy inflation, they can inflate at a high degree and still not have it show up as their currency going down against the dollar, only because the relative inflations are, respective to each country. And they're all inflating. They're all taking advantage of the fact that the U.S. dollar is going down, and so they're essentially just inflating a little less to keep their currency a little stronger.
Well, I hope it's a good while before the whole thing falls apart, but sooner or later, at least history tells us that all fiat monies do collapse, but it may not be for time.
No, absolutely true. The fundamentals are calling for a collapse, but we must not underestimate the power of this government to continue to inflate. I mean, despite the housing slowdown, it's still, I'm predicting, a fairly soft landing. The powers that be do not want a major economic meltdown. They want the American people to be relatively fat, dumb, and happy right up until the time this major Third World War descends upon us as a total surprise attack. And so I think that they're going to minimize as much as possible the economic effects. That's why they're not taxing us for this war. They're deficit spending so that we don't feel the direct pain. respect to giving tax cuts irresponsibly. In a world of deficit spending, the deficit is approaching $1 trillion. It's not the $400 billion that they're projecting, because they're not counting, once again, the taking of the Social Security Fund, which is almost $400 billion as well. So it's right now $475 to $800 billion is our actual deficit. And that's not even counting the hidden credit creation, the black budget money that is done through drug importation and other things, which all goes into the economy eventually as inflation.
Sure.
So that's the reason why, you know, we've got a tremendous inflation problem. The money figures are being manipulated downward. Inflation is supposed to be, according to the government, between 3 and 4%. It's actually between 6 and 8%, according to private figures. So there is this considered effort to keep inflation from showing up.
Okay, well, it's going to be an interesting thing to see how this thing plays out.
Yes, but as I say, I do think that there's going to be a relatively soft landing. It's going to be a selective recession in terms of how it affects. There's an awful lot of people that have a great deal of money that are spending money and buying houses. Half of the houses are still going up, and half of them are going down. So it really depends on where you are in terms of the housing economy. Certainly things are slowing, and that's why the Fed has declined for the second time in a row to raise interest rates, because they know that they have to keep a soft landing on housing. But then again, inflation is still going to be continuing to be a problem.
All right, fine, Walt. Is there another issue you'd like to talk about?
Yes, how are we doing on our time?
We've got about four and a half minutes.
Oh, I didn't realize we had that much time. Well, one of the major stories I covered in last week's brief was this very peculiar statement by the president in his Friday press conference, where he was talking about trying to get Congress to pass his detainee bill. He had the carrot and stick approach, and saying, if you want me to prosecute these masterminds of the 9/11, which, by the way, have been in U.S. custody since 2003, then you've got to give us this power to hold these military tribunals. And part of the factor in these tribunals that people object to, especially defense lawyers, is that the government would be able to use secret evidence against them and not allow the defense attorneys the right to challenge that evidence or even see that evidence. One of the compromises put forth by Senator McCain was that is really a sellout. It doesn't really undo the damage of having secret evidence used against you, is that the government would then provide a summary of the evidence to the defense team. The problem with that is that unless you have the specific names of the sources, you can't impeach those sources. It doesn't do any good to have a summary and say, we had a secret source, say they heard you say such and such, and here's the transcript. And they don't provide you a tape recording, they don't provide you the name, they don't tell you how that was so that the defense can tell if they've manufactured this, whether or not it's a real source. So this is not a good compromise. But in the process of trying to convince Congress, he was starting to give examples of the good intelligence, supposedly, that we're getting out of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's been in a Pakistani villa or prison or some secret form of detention or house arrest in Pakistan before he was moved to Guantanamo. And he said, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks of buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That was valuable information to those of us who are responsible to protect American people. And I'm still quoting from the president. He says, he told us the operatives have been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a high point in the buildings, high enough to prevent people from being trapped and from escaping. Well, you know, he didn't mention 9/11 in this, but of course, this is the supposed mastermind of 9/11. The only two buildings that we have evidence of him, according to the FBI, planning attacks on, in both times, it was the World Trade Center. Now, he doesn't say the World Trade Center here, but this is done in the past tense, meaning this is talking about past attempts, and there have been no attempts at high-rise buildings ever except the World Trade Center. And so the question we ask here, Is the intelligence community starting to feed the president information that will slowly lead to the conclusion that where the government says, yes, we agree, there were explosives in the World Trade Center that brought it down, but the terrorists did it, and this is part of setting the stage for saying that the terrorists like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had said in their interrogations that they were going to place explosives in buildings. So I'm suspecting that they're prepping the American people for the fact that they're going to start to admit that perhaps there were explosives in the buildings. Of course, we now know that it's impossible for terrorists to have done the kinds of high-level demolition explosives in these buildings because of the... we know that it was the people in charge of the World Trade Center that shut the building down to let workers in to place the explosives.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we, of course, rely upon those of you who believe that we have an important message to help us. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You got a monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America, trying to educate people about what's really going on. And then, of course, we need to remind you that we are having our all-day seminar on the 29th of October. And, of course, We're going to have with us at that time Constance Cumby, who's written extensively on the New Age, and Javier Solana. We're going to have Chris Pinto, who produced and directed The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and a great cast of other characters. If you can make it, why, please let us know. You're going to have advance reservations. We're serving lunch. The number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you need hotel reservations, be sure to call us. If you call us this week, why, we can probably get you a special rate. After that, you're on your own, although we can give you a list of all the hotels and motels in the area. And then, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to get some of the other material we have. Some of our syllabuses, like a fluorite, with all of the documentation on how they're poisoning your children and destroying their minds. And, of course, we have the scientific studies, and we have the government reports, but they can't let you know that they're poisoning our children. That's the hidden agenda. It's the tape set. It's the it is a video, and of course, it's a syllabus, the hidden agenda, and then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the tape sets we have, the videos, and other material, the book we have on the fluoride deception. It's all there from Radio Liberty. And if you want to get any of these things, and you can specifically ask for the report from the Environmental Protection Agency, from the Union of the Scientists, and the scientists and the engineers who work there will send that to you free of charge. If you request that and you get some of the other subjects, we actually have 2 4 tape sets. We have a great video. I should say DVD. We have, of course, the video, The Hidden Agenda. And then we have the material on sustainable development. We have a video. We have a 4-tape set. We have a great syllabus. You need to understand that there is a plan to kill off most of the world's population. And, of course, we give you a copy of my population control agenda in that syllabus. We, of course, give you the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, of the World Bank Water Policy. So much material there that the Earth Charter, you won't find all these things elsewhere in any one syllabus. And then if you want to know what's going to happen financially, you'll want to see the documents from the government, the documents you're never going to hear about. That's the financial tsunami, the video, the DVD, and the syllabus. I suggest you get them together, at least one of the talks, and then the syllabus, because you'll need that information to really understand what's going on. And we have so much more material. If you want to understand what happened on 9/11, why, of course, you need to read my talk. Pardon me, you need to get my newsletters. They're put together in three pamphlets called Foreknowledge 9/11. That's Foreknowledge 9/11. What really happened that morning? What did the CIA officials say happened that morning? The book you'll want to get is called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who is a CIA agent himself, and the CIA authorized this book to be published. So you'll find it fascinating. If you'd like to get a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the material on the spiritual aspect of what's going on. There really is a supernatural element out there. So if you want to get our 4-tape set on the supernatural, you want to get the book entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. That's The Beautiful Side of Evil. If I could suggest Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, and my 4-tape sets, interviews with Malachi Martin, and you can get the two of them together at a decreased price, called the Malachi Martin Special. But don't forget our all-day session here, an all-day seminar on the 29th of October, and call, make your reservations, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty for the next hour. And we'll be talking to Kimberly Smith on music and morality.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, there's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, our guest today is Kimberly Smith. And Kimberly's going to be talking about music and morals. That's music and morals. And, of course, we hope that you'll listen to what she has to say, because people really don't understand the impact that morals, pardon me, that music has on our basic, our physiology, upon our minds, upon our very hearts and souls. So, Kimberly, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me again.
All right, fine. Well, now, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself? And you've written a book. Is it one or two books before?
This is my third book. I wrote two books previous to this one.
All right, fine. I believe we carry at least one of those books, and I think we'll be carrying this one as well. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how it is that you happen to be writing a book about music and morals? To a lot of people, we don't see why they'd go together.
People don't understand about music. I think people evaluate music according to their own personal taste, their likes and dislikes, but I've been involved with music ever since I was 5. I'll turn 48 next month. And so it's a long time I've been playing the piano and been involved in music ministries. I've got my degree in speech and dramatic art, and I had a lot of music courses because I began as a music major. And then I got a Master's of Biblical Studies from George Wythe College, which helped me to apply biblical principles to music, and that was the first two books that I had written, both of those, Oh, Be Careful, Little Ears, and Let Those Who Have Ears to Hear, as covers music from a scriptural standpoint. And then this third one, Music and Morals, Dispelling the Myth that Music is Amoral, takes scientific evidence and a lot of research that shows how music does affect our brains and our bodily functions and our emotions and our behavior. And so I put all that together, showing that Christian music today, contemporary Christian music.
Hold that though, right there, Kimberly, please. No, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We show in this book here, with the science behind it, that contemporary Christian music violates a lot of things that are in Scripture about how we are to behave and not cause others to stumble and not cause sensual emotions in people. But a lot of contemporary Christian music does that without the lyrics.
And of course, there are some people who say, well, there's no such thing as Christian music, there are only Christian lyrics. But that really isn't true, is it?
Not at all. Not when you really and honestly evaluate the music, which we'll be talking about this hour, and thinking about, because if you think about 1940s movie music, movies use music all the time to manipulate our emotions without lyrics. And back then, if you had a sweet heroine, she would enter the room, and sweet violin music would play to indicate her moral character. But when the vixen came in, they always used a sultry clarinet or jazz saxophone. And Bugs Bunny commercials would do the same thing. The kids knew by the type of music what kind of character they were dealing with. So music does convey messages without lyrics.
And, of course, the thing is that most people don't understand that. Really, I believe our minds are under attack from every point of view. And certainly they're under attack by what we see on television and certainly what we see in the movies and what we hear on radio. But these are verbal messages. The message of music is entirely different. But it forces effects on our very heart and our very soul. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Kimberly Smith as we begin to evaluate this concept of music and morals. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
So for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Kimberly Smith, talking about how music, of course, can have an impact on us, and it can affect our morality. The other people understand that, and we only need to see what happens in the mash pits at the, these great festivals, the music festivals they have, but even what's happening at many of our dances, our school dances today. But when we begin to bring this music into our churches, it's one thing, and I don't believe it should be, in public dances and school dances, but bringing this same sort of music into the church, how can we differentiate a Christian music from this immoral music, which is in so many of our churches today, under the idea that, oh, this is really great because it's going to bring the young people into the church, and, oh, now we're going to bring them to Christianity, as we try to make the church more like the world rather than try to make the world more like the church. But how can people differentiate what this is all about? How will they be able to interpret what's going on?
Well, the very basic thing I tell people is you don't even have to have a music degree, which by the way, I started out in music, but I switched degrees, but I've been involved in music since I've been 5 and still am. We need to go back to the scripture. It says in Ephesians 5:19, spiritual songs, Colossians 3:16, spiritual. Spiritual means non-carnal. Non-carnal is the opposite of carnal. What feeds our flesh? That's carnal. Scripture talks about constantly. And non-carnal feeds our spirit. Well, when we react to music, do we, like a hymn, how do we react to that? Moral music will promote moral, circumspect behavior. Immoral music will promote immoral behavior. So what is immoral behavior? Immoral behavior is a shimmy of the shoulders, suggestive dancing, a swaying of the hips. We don't see any of this in response to traditional hymnody. You could have scriptural words, like you contrast a concert of a traditional Handel's Messiah, the behavior of the people there, they are very circumspect, they're very God-honoring, they stand in honor. But Christian lyrics at a Christian, contemporary Christian music concert, the people are going wild, they're stage diving, they're dancing in immoral ways that would be shameful around the throne of the Lord. And those are immoral behaviors, very sensually suggestive. So how does the music make you want to move? That is the basic. Are you responding to a drum beat, or are you responding to a nice melody? That gives you the contrast, the basic beginning of how to understand what this music is doing to us and how it's affecting us. And I think that one of the biggest arguments people have, or the biggest excuse is, well, we're just doing what the hymn writers did years and years ago. We're just copying what they did. They use secular tunes in their music as well, but that, if you look at that logically, if you go back historically, that is incorrect. That is bad information, and it's very misleading. It causes people to believe that some of the hymn tunes were exact copies of secular musical styles of earlier times. It also justifies their own practice of imitating today's sensual secular styles. But let's look. Fanny Crosby lived from 1820 to 1915. Ira Sankey lived from 1840 to 1915. Both of them would have been aware of the barroom styles of music found in dance halls. That was around 1890. As well as a dance called the Can-Can, which was around 1870. The Can-Can was deemed naughty at that time by good people. But I've never seen these types of music in our hymnals. I've never seen the Roaring Twenties types of body, wild jazz music styles in our hymnals either. So, and then we look at Wesley. John Wesley, well, Charles wrote the hymn poems, and John Wesley provided editorial oversight to the music. He was extremely careful about the style of music used for Charles's hymns. And in 1779, he wrote a tract about music called The Thoughts on the Power of Music. He was very well. All these are being very well. They're very careful. Martin Luther, there's a quote. He avoided the rollicking, drinking songs of his day and used only one secular tune very briefly before he changed it to an original tune. This tune came back after he died, but also after its popularity had subsided. So all of these people were very, very careful. They were not imitating what was out in the secular world as far as body sensual type music was going, because we've always had body sensual type music. In fact, if you go way back to the early Christians, and I talk about this in my first book, they avoided specifically the pagan music that was connected with festivals, because they wanted to wean the Christians from their pagan path, and it just makes sense. But you can take a tune, you can take any tune and make it acceptable if you change the style. If you think about the Star Spangled Banner, that was once a British drinking song, but it's acceptable in our hymn books because we are so far removed from the original association with that song. And it doesn't in any way cause one to move the body in a sensually suggestive manner. It's constructed like a hymn. So that excuse that they're just doing exactly what they did a long time ago. It does not hold water when you scrutinize it according to actual historical facts.
And, of course, the point that you make, bring out is the fact that this music makes you want to sway your hips or sway almost like you want to dance. And I've been to churches as this music, of course, took hold of this new music, this this new approach to the gospel. Change the message, change the music, and the people like it. It's entertaining. And I've actually seen them swaying their hips and almost dancing in the aisles. But this music is played because it almost has a hypnotic fascination. It's almost just like you might see at one of the great music festivals, because of course it has its origin of its music in exactly the same dark spiritual force. I believe that music is being used to corrupt the morals of our people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. You can really manipulate people. I have a chapter about that on my book, in my book, about music being used to manipulate people. I went to a political rally a few years ago, and we were treated. I wasn't very happy about it, but, you know, they had bands come in, and each one got heavier and louder and faster, so that by the time the main speaker came, the audience had been worked up into a fever pitch. And they do that at rock concerts. They'll have a warm-up band to warm up the audience. It's just how they do it, so we're very manipulated. Movie music, they match the kind of emotion of the music with the scene to heighten your emotions, where if they want you to believe something. Right now we're having a big political thing about stem cell research, a big debate here in our state, a big vote. So the opposite side, the way they present their case, it's very gentle talking, and they play nice, good music behind it to make you think that what they're saying is true. So we're being used musically. You have to be very, very aware about what is going on musically. And it has come into our churches, and it's really sad, because when we want to please the people and what kind of music they like, we have now become a man-centered religion rather than a God-honoring religion and God-honoring worship. And we have to ask, is God really pleased with the kind of music that causes people to sway their hips and shimmy their shoulders? And if he cannot be in the presence of sin, one has to wonder, is he able to even listen to worship music that contains these sensually suggestive musical and vocal techniques that we know can arouse immoral feelings and thoughts in others. You know, there's testimonies about people being misled by this kind of music, by men being having impure thoughts because of a woman singer up there, the way she's presenting the solo. Or I have something in my book about some, which I don't agree with, interpretive dancing. You know, the women were wearing loose clothing. I mean, that wasn't the problem. It was their sensually suggestive movements, which matched the sensually suggestive music. And these men as a group went to the pastor and said, this does stop, or we're going to have to leave the church because we're all having trouble with our thoughts. And this is not right. Scripturally, this is totally wrong. We're not to lead others astray. But where does it come back to? It comes back to that sensually suggestive music. You would never see that type of reaction to traditional hymnody.
And of course, you have to sometimes wonder what this sensual dancing is doing in churches. I mean, certainly it isn't even good for us, you know, on television it isn't good for us, in motion pictures, but in churches.
Right.
And of course, it's all simply, we see step by step by step, as the very underpinnings of Christianity are being eroded, and the average person has no idea what's really going on. And after all, if everybody else is seeing it and enjoying it, what's wrong with me seeing it and enjoying it? I don't think there are very many men who'd go to their pastor and say, hey, that's giving me the wrong sort of thoughts. And yet, of course, that's exactly what it does. And we should all be aware that we are constantly under attack, and the battle is in our minds.
It is.
And our minds are under attack today. I think your message is so important, Kimberly.
I think Satan wants us. He moves very subtly and step by step, and so we become desensitized. You know, we look back to when Elvis started the early Beatles, and we laugh and think that is tame. But at that time, it was horrendous and would never be allowed in churches. But now we go far beyond that in churches. And now we even have Christian trance music. And if in my book, I include a many-reference guide to the musical styles and their origins, which contemporary Christianity has copied. And whatever's out there in the public world, in the secular world, is now copied by contemporary Christians. And it's not healthy for our bodies. It's certainly not healthy for our spiritual life, because we are to be separated from the world.
And, of course, the whole idea is if we could become more like the world, then everybody would want to come to church.
Yeah.
And be entertained. but, of course, is that really going to glorify? Is that really going to glorify our Lord? Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now for just a moment, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Kimberly Smith, and she's just talking about the beat, the drum beat. And they've found physiological studies have found when you get, this rapid beat with maybe two or three percussion sounds per second, so you're up around 150 beats per minute. This has a profound impact on you as it attacks your brain. It begins to release opiates, that we call them endorphins in medicine, and it is a form of opiate which gives you a high, a physiological high from the music. And then she points out there's scientific studies that show that this will tend to release the sex hormones as well, and the gonadotropin hormones, which is the pituitary hormone that actually stimulates the release of the sex hormones in the individual. And so what they're doing is playing games with our minds. I mean, it's bad enough when we see it on television, but it's in the churches. What is it doing in the churches? And Kimberly, what is it doing in the churches?
I think it's leading people astray. It has to be, because first of all, it's contrary to biblical Christianity. If we go back to a good version of a good translation of the Bible, when we're to be pure, be holy, be set apart, not imitate the world, love not the world, that's a pretty strong thing. Well, the Bible talks about that. It talks about fleeing youthful lusts. Titus 2:11-12, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And if you have music that is stimulating people's hormones, that's causing them to behave in a rebellious manner, behave in a chaotic manner, which is not a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. All these things are not soberly and righteous living, as the Bible tells us. And, of course, I don't mean we should all be fuddy-duddy, certainly not. But music goes past our reasoning. It does convey morality or immorality. People don't say, well, I'm gonna move like this in the central manner. They don't, because they don't think that. But they do it because the music does go past their judgment. And we need to step back and we need to evaluate what we are doing in a church. What are we really accomplishing? And the question really is, if we took this music away, who would come to our churches? Would people leave? And of course the answer is yes, because they're not being entertained. They're not true Christians. You would find the true Christians in your churches if you would take the music away.
And I think you're absolutely right, and I think that people need to understand that all of these things, certainly in Africa, why of course they would get the natives ready to go off to war, and what did they do? They played the drums and they got them dancing. And of course they get them to this feeling, this almost invulnerable. They were ready to go into battle, and they did it with drum music.
Right, they raised the adrenaline with the drum music, and exactly what we're doing.
And of course, even with the military band, they have the military band. They play the music, and it's a martial music, and everybody is marching in unison and in step, not thinking, because of course you were really thinking when you wouldn't go to battle,
right.
You probably wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody would go, but yes, you do. That's right. The military music, the bands, the drum, the cadences give different commands to the troops, and there is a contrast though between the rudimental drumming of a march, traditional march music, and the offbeat, the backbeat, the second and fourth beat that we always hear in rock music. There is a contrast there between those. When you walk or march to a military music, you will march with your body and torso will be fairly firm, straight, and together. You see that with traditional folk dances, the body is held stiffly. But when we get to the rock music, jazz music, this music is designed to loosen the inhibitions and cause people to react to those drum beats, the sensual sounds, and then they loosen their body up in response. It's a distinct difference in response to distinct different types of music.
All right, fine. Well, we certainly think this is a very, very important issue, and we believe that what Kimberly has done is really something very important. Her book is Music and Morals. That's Music and Morals. And when we get back, of course, from our break, why we'll tell you a little bit more about the book and how you can get it. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will begin to evaluate what is going on. And if you've noticed that in your church, they've gradually, very subtly changed the music from the great hymns of yesteryear, music of Wesley and so many of the other great Christian writers to more like the world. You have to ask yourself, why is this happening?
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kimberly was talking about a study, I believe it was done at Cornell University, where they actually did the music to create happiness and then sadness and then fear. And, of course, they were able to hook these people up to all sorts of various machines to record what was going on, and they found that simply with music, by the music alone, they got an entirely different physiological response. As the music was played, to create fear in you. The music was played to create happiness in you. The music was played to create sadness in you. And, of course, this shows you what music can do. And most average individual, when they watch a television program or watch a motion picture, they don't listen to the music in the background, but it's there. And it's having a profound impact on our minds, and on our hearts and on our souls. And you must understand that we are under attack today, especially the Christians, but everybody's under attack. They really want to control us, and they control us so thoroughly with music. Wouldn't that be a fair statement?
Oh, excellent. I've got another experiment that shows exactly how people's thinking was changed by music. It's very interesting. In 1989, Pennsylvania State University, they had participants view paintings while listening to music. So the first, they had a depressing painting, and they matched that, of course, with depressing or sad music, and obviously the participants thought that the paintings were sad paintings. But then they took the same paintings, and they matched them with happy music, and the participants said the paintings were positive. So their thinking was totally changed just by the music. Well, to verify this finding, they did different positive paintings, and they matched those with happy music, and of course the participants said the paintings were positive. But when the same happy paintings were matched with sad music, the participants said the paintings were sad. And then they had another study that had similar results. They had the subject listen to depressing music, and then they were to view faces that were devoid of all expressions. They were neutral. But the subject said, after listening to this depressing music, they said more times that these faces were expressing rejection or sadness more than they said them to be happy. So music affects our thinking, even though we do not think that it, we do not understand how it is affecting us. It is so subtle. It just comes into our brain and it affects us. I've said it's manipulatory. There have been studies about that. They play certain kinds of music in the grocery store. So a lot of times it's the golden oldies or the ones that that particular age group listen to get them to stay longer, to hear the end of the song, so they'll buy more. That's just one study. And, you know, all kinds of music is given to us in commercials on radio and television, and it's there for a purpose. I was in radio and TV, and we did a radio program. This was just in class where we were to take a story. Our group chose Little Red Riding Hood, and as we read the story, we played certain types of music to match the wolf or the sweet little riding hood or the grandma. You know, it all tells a story. And it goes with it. And so people are being moved as well as with the music. In fact, I think it does a better job than just words alone do. It really manipulates it. It really causes us, subconsciously, it gives us, it moves our thinking in certain directions. And I think we need to be very careful. It's not just the lyrics, as they say. And it's interesting, in Time magazine, fall 2001 had a special issue called Music Goes Global. And to show you how lyrics don't always matter, there's a British band called Radiohead. Well, they got their lyrics for a couple songs by, they take lyrics on a sheet of music, and they cut them up, stuck them in a top hat, and then drew them out, and that was the lyrics to their new song. And another Icelandic band, Sigur Rós, uses a made-up language with Hope, called Hopelandic. Well, the point of this whole article was everyone has a universal ability to understand an intended musical message regardless if the lyrics are in a foreign language. All of this is accomplished through specific delivery styles, which are vocal, and specific musical techniques. We know what that music is saying. We know if it's religious type of music. Does this honor God? Does this music... Honestly, music that could be used around the throne of God. Would angels play this type of music in heaven? And a most contemporary Christian music, you could say no. I mean, honestly, if we were to be honest, you would not have a mosh pit in heaven. So if you can't have it there, why are we having it as Christians on earth?
Well, I think that's a very, very good question. I think we are questions we really should ask over and over again. Kimberly, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your book?
Sure. You can dial, any bookstore could order it for you if they're not carrying it already. You can get it directly from the publisher, 1-877-421-7323. That's 1-877-421-7323. 7323. You can read about this book on my website, musicandmorals.com. I think Amazon.com carries it as well. So there's various places that you can obtain the book. And I'd like to kind of give some highlights of this book so that people can kind of know what's in it. We talked about scientific experience. We haven't covered all those yet. How and why music can be classified as moral or immoral. There's a whole chapter on why Christian lyrics cannot make wrong music right. There's a historical timeline showing the decline of music through the ages, which is very interesting. Baroque music, for example, was written for the to glorify God and refresh men. But we go through the historical chart, and now we have satanic music. And that's a very eye-opening timeline. I have the underlying meanings of certain types of rhythms and different musical techniques. For example, swing music. Well, swing music, a swinger is an immoral person committing adultery. And that type of music related to jazz music loosens our inhibitions. We have straight rhythms, such as in hymnody or classical music, the straight life in this Christian realm is what we are to, the straight path is the path that we're to take. Not to be swingers or dancers. There's no call. There's no place in anywhere. It says we're supposed to be dancers for the Lord. We're supposed to be soldiers for the Lord. And the book also talks about, I had a mini reference guide, behaviors, how music affects our mind, how music affects our behaviors. I prove that music is moral or immoral in this book. And I also have a CD with musical clips so that people can understand what I'm talking about, and I explain the musical clips as I go through.
And, of course, the CD actually comes when you buy the book, doesn't it?
Right, it's in the book.
And, of course, it's really fascinating as you begin to understand how they're playing games with our minds, and the average minister, I'm sure even many of the music directors, and the average Christian has no idea what's going on, because this is being taught in our seminaries where they teach the music ministries. People are going to go into the music part of the ministry, what needs to be done. Well, we've got Ben calling from Watsonville. Do you mind taking some questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's go to Ben. Hi, Ben. Do you have a question?
Yes, Doctor. There is no Ben in Watsonville. I'm in Salinas.
All right, fine. Well,
but I'm listening quite closely to this lovely lady, and sir, I am a lifelong career professional performing musician. I would like to ask this lovely lady, what would she consider appropriate for the venue, in church, being worthy of the people who come to praise Jesus and the Lord? And part two would be, what would be her opinion of gospel music, which I find to be very raucous and exciting, and maybe some would not like it, but I'm not sure. I would just like her answers to these.
All right, well, those are good questions, Ben. First of all, would you like to address Ben's question, first one?
Praise music. What's wrong with the hymns? That's my answer. There are so many good hymns. I think the trouble is a lot of times church might get, if they're still doing hymns, get stuck on the same ones. But there is so much rich theology that does praise God, and that's the point. A lot of contemporary Christian music today is like me, what I got out of it, what you've done for me, whereas a true praise music, a lot of hymns, they talk about God's attributes, and that is where the true praise is. I praise you because you are holy. I praise you because you are just. You are righteous.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, and the hymn I would refer to in this instance, thinking on your train of thought there, the one called Onward Christian Soldier.
Yes.
Please give me your attitude about that one.
I have heard, and I cannot remember the whole background because of that one. Is that what
yes,
you're talking
ma'am.
About, the background of that hymn? Now, I don't even know if...
Well, it's about killing and dying and evil and satanic and all that, isn't
right.
it?
I'd have to look at it right now, but I know that there's a concern about that one, and I do not remember the whole concern. Just because it's a hymn and it's in the hymn books doesn't make it... You know, there's some things that have not gone past the test of time. Some of them are not doctrinally sound. That's another thing we must be careful about. They must be doctrinally sound.
Well, I find the Gregorian chants very beautiful and mystifying.
Right.
and you can certainly enjoy that trip. And your reaction, please, to gospel music, which can be very raucous and loud and exciting. Is that a good thing?
The traditional gospel music, four-part harmony, years ago was...
It's like a Negro gospel.
Oh, the Negro gospel.
Yes, ma'am.
It depends upon the years. They have definitely, a lot of the rhythms have come in. A lot of the African rhythms is where, if you go back and I talk about the history, that is where the rock music rhythm started. We have to go back to defining music, because any kind of music is just a straight rhythm. How does it make my body want to move?
Well, not necessarily, ma'am. Some religions don't even believe in dancing. It's all tied to African drums, which basically the idea comes from the human heartbeat if you study the ethnic history of music.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for your call. But I just want to go into the gospel music, because I think that the Southern gospel music, I'm talking about the Negro gospel music, if you've seen it, what are they doing? Well, they're dancing up there, you know, they're dancing on the stage, and I really think that this, many times, you know, is taking us away from real worship into an emotional response. Wouldn't you say that?
Emotional response is definitely the truth of the matter. When we talk about music, when we go back to where missionaries coming out of, they were coming out of, Europe, that the gospel went through Europe, the missionaries came through Europe, the music came along with that. We have many devoted Christian men that came, Bach, Handel, that started this music that we now call Western civilization music. The blending of that came with the slave trade. What's interesting is I go back and I talk about that in my book about the African drum beats. And they do, I have a quote from a West African drummer, if I can find it. Yes, I do. Here it is. This is in my chapter on the power of how rhythms affect us. And I go into that chapter about altered consciousness, trance, those types of things, hypnotism. And this West African drummer says, I never became a master drummer in the old sense of knowing all the village rhythms, because when I was 23, in 1950, I won a scholarship to college in Atlanta. When I got to college and first turned on the radio and heard, and he's got secular lyrics, which I don't include, I was so stunned. I remember thinking, hey, that's African music. It sounds like What's at Home. And the same thing happened when I heard gospel music, which he's talking about, the black gospel at this time, it's 1950. So I joined the campus jazz combo. So he was hearing the same African rhythms. Now, African rhythms come from a pagan religion. And I talk about, there's a worship chart in here that talks about true spiritual Christianity and pagan worship. And that's where contemporary Christian music is headed, because of the drum beats, and now they're promoting some Christian trance music in churches. I know that a lot of there's a lot of Christian honest Christian music out there that is black gospel. And a lot of it also has gone, we have gotten all those rhythms that have come into the contemporary Christian music as well. So I don't care what culture it is, it must follow biblical principles, because biblical principles apply in any culture around the globe. And so that's where we have to go back to, what does the Bible say? It says non-carnal or spiritual songs, and non-carnal goes back to the Greek pneumatikos. So that would be where we have to go back to the Bible.
Well, I think that's, of course, the reason that they don't sing Onward Christian Soldiers anymore is because it detects a, reflects a Christian militancy, Onward Christian Soldiers. fighting as to war, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before him.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, our loyal master, leads against the foe. Onward into battle, see our banners go.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want Christians to be. In other words, they use music for a good purpose, and they don't want militant Christianity. They don't want Christians who are really dedicated and willing to give their lives in this battle, in this truly spiritual battle we're engaged in. They want, of course, meek, wishy-washy Christians who will never take a stand on much of anything, and all. They will certainly do not understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. And so this is sort of music has been fairly well banned from our churches. It wasn't when I was growing up, but how they changed the music of our churches. And they've taken that, what I think is a great hymn, and they've simply removed it from our lexicon. We don't sing it anymore.
We don't sing a lot of good hymns.
We certainly
anymore.
Don't.
And it's sad because now it is like, what can I do to please the world when the disciples were almost all, martyred for the gospel's sake? And what are we doing to be martyred now? We're not. We are wanting to fit into the world and not offend the world. But that's not what the gospel is all about. We will offend when we speak the truth. And we've got it all turned upside down now, and it's a real shame.
Well, they don't want Christians to speak the truth. They don't want them to proclaim the Bible. They want them to be tolerant, and we're to tolerate everything except intolerance. And certainly, how can we possibly say that Christianity is the only way? After all, there are all these other religions out there, and everything is being done to put Christians into a defensive position. I believe there's a conspiracy against God. I believe, of course, it infiltrates our church, but I fear it infiltrates our music as well. Our guest is Kimberly Smith. Kimberly, get your telephone number off one more time.
1-877-421-7323, and that calls the publisher for the book.
All right, fine. You hang on here. We got just be back in just a moment to wrap up this program.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need money to help pay for healthcare costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stamm, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Kimberly. Now, we do have a four-tape set, and one of our interviews is with Kimberly Smith from a previous book that she's written, and, of course, with several other people who talk on this subject. It's called Musical Madness. It's a great four-tape set, and will give you a lot of the background of the information you need. We also carry another book called The Crisis in Christian Music. I've read Kimberly's book. I think it's very, very good. And perhaps at a later day we'll be carrying it, but right now if you want to get it, you get it through her. We carry Crisis in Christian Music, and then we carry, of course, the four-tape set on Musical Madness. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then we would simply point out that we are having an all-day seminar. It'll be on the 29th of October, right here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And we do hope that, of course, that many of you will give serious consideration to coming. If you're coming, we have to know. And if you're coming from outside the area and you need housing, why, let us know. This will be the last week. We'll have a special rate at one of the local hotels. But, of course, if you'd like to get the list of the hotels, you can make arrangements on your own. If you call us in the next day or two, why, they will be still holding those rooms for us. And, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. And, well, we're looking forward to seeing you. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. As far as music is concerned, there's no better DVDs or videos than Joe Schimmel's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And you'll hear Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne singing about Mr. Crowley. And who was Mr. Crowley? Why, he was the leading Satanist of the first half of the 20th century, Aleister Crowley. You know, Anton LaVey, certainly, and Michael Aquino, so many of the people were disciples of his, as was, of course, Charles Manson. There is a worldwide satanic movement, and it infiltrates our music field, it infiltrates our television. You'll certainly want, of course, to get they Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And the other DVD that, of course, that Joe Schimmel, Pastor Joe Schimmel, has put out is The Da Vinci Con. And it's called Hollywood's Attack on America. And it has clips of all sorts of major motion pictures. A lot of them I've seen, and I had no idea what the message was. When you see them, you'll understand. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. And it's manifested in our courts and in our media and in our newspapers and in our music. And understand, Christianity is under attack today. And then, of course, we do hope many of you want to get the new DVD we're carrying, The Rape of the Soul, going into pornographic art in the church. That's pornographic art and obscenity in the church. And this was a full-length motion picture shown up to 9 weeks in the 12 major markets it was in, and not a word in the media, totally blacked out, because they don't want you to know about it. That's Rape of the Soul and so many other things that we have here at Radio Liberty. You want to get hold of it. You want to get our material on health. We've got a health catalog that lists the books we carry, the things that you need to be taking, you know, to keep up your good health and have a good supply on hand. If you want information on the food storage, we have a food storage catalog, and the things that you need to be putting aside in case the unthinkable should happen. And that is that the current administration is able to convince the American people we've got to attack Iran, despite the fact that we brought that government to power in 1979. the United States CIA, Zygmunt Brzezinski, member of the Trilateral Commission, founder of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, brought the Iranian government to power. And why would we do something like that stupid unintentionally? Well, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. And many times we always have a controlled opposition. You control both sides. We're moving into a period of increasing chaos and crisis. You need to understand, pray for America. Pray for revival.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shaw. The judge ordered Saddam Hussein to leave the courtroom after the disposed Iraqi leader made his feelings known. David Rising is in Baghdad.
He said, quote, "I don't want to be in this cage anymore," referring to the court waving a yellow paper about as he spoke to the new chief judge. The judge responded that he was the one who decided about his presence there or not and get him out of the courtroom, he said, pointing to the guards to take Saddam out. So they then kicked him out of the courtroom. The trial resumed today without his regular attorneys. They were boycotting the proceedings, citing the replacement of the chief judge and other alleged violations of legal proceedings.
He says it's not known how long Saddam Hussein's defense team might boycott the trial.
Their chief lawyer told the Associated Press that he and the other lawyers representing Saddam would boycott the trial, quote, indefinitely.
The government's airline security chief says it's no longer necessary to ban all liquids from airline carry-ons. You're listening to the Information Radio Network.
My friend.